One of our approaches in terms of building an active British Columbia is to remove barriers and obstacles to participation. And so one big one is for people living with disabilities. We have lots of expertise in Canada and BC that will help people build the competence and the confidence to invite people living with disabilities into their sport, but they don't have access to it. And so that was the dilemma and the problem of how do we connect motivated coaches and officials and parents with information around sport and accessibility. And so we approached Microsoft and said, do you have any suggestions about how we do this in a user-centric, people-centric way? And that's where their idea of leveraging the bot came from.
We came up with something that we thought would meet their unique challenges. The big problem was that you get 13,000 pages of information and no way of knowing what would be ideal. Having a method of narrowing that down to be things that were already pre-vetted, if you will, was a valuable thing.
So we thought that building a chatbot for ViaSport would be a great way to get these resources to athletes of all abilities in a much more streamlined way. The main technology that we're using to build this bot is the Microsoft Bot Framework, which is an open source SDK that allows you to build chatbots in either C# or Node.js. The APIs that we'll be using are Lewis for intent understanding, the Sentiment API to determine whether our resources have been received well by the user. We'll also be using the Spellcheck API and Bing Web Search as well. By using these APIs, we can better understand what the user's intentions are and then help tailor the results in a more behind the scenes sort of streamlined way. Now we're also using Power BI, which is a service within Azure, to create dashboards and handle the analytics for the bot to really help ViaSport understand who is using the technology, why they're using it, and most importantly, where the gaps are. ViaSport is all about providing these resources, and by tying in Power BI, we'll be able to give them a richer understanding of exactly where they can better support their users.
We would like to be innovative. We want to do things differently, and it's not for the purpose of just being different. The sports sector, as many sectors, non-for-profit sectors, often get stuck in this is the way it's been, this the old adage. It's never been done that way before. So if we can do something helpful and long-term, have more people signing up and playing sport and then being more healthy individuals, then the world is a better place. And that's our philosophy overall.